Hey, what's going on, man? This your boy Major, and y'all locked in with us for hoodhype.com episode number 30. And today, man, is the show I've been waiting for a minute, man. This shit right here is just gonna be a monster from top to bottom. I'm talking about the tracks that we gonna play, the interview, man. We got my man Little Scrappy, you know, coming in here for the interview. And we also got my man Shay Montana, who's one of the hottest underground producers out here. Shit, at least that I done heard, man. I done been all over the internet, man. All these different websites, checking out different producers, because, you know, I'm a producer myself. And Shay, I ain't gonna front, man, he one of the hottest, you know, unsigned independent cats out there. So he's gonna be our featured producer, man. So we gonna spin some of his tracks a little bit later on in the show. And then also, man, wanna go ahead and announce our winner from episode number 28. My man K Beta had the track Another Day. My man took the title for episode number 28, so you know how to do it, man. Go on out to hiphopdirectory.com or come on over to Digital LSD if you want to read up on K-Beta and check out his bio. And if you haven't heard that song, man, it was a tight cut. Go back and download episode number 28 and give that one a listen. But today, man, we just got an action-packed show, man. We got the news coming up. It's just jumping off today, man. But before we get any further, I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with my man LB, coming out of Manchester, New Hampshire. And this track right here is called Everybody Runs. And this shit right here, man, the production is fire. And what my man is talking about, man, is just no matter what happens, man, when the drama just get too deep and shit be popping off, man, everybody be running from that shit. And I'm gonna drop a side note here for my man. LB is one hell of a producer, man. I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. Dude got some banging ass beats, man. So if you want to get at him, you know, as far as on a production tip too, go ahead and go to lbbeats.net. And my man's album is called The Minority Report Volume 1, and he's off a record label called Imperfect Music. And we about to go ahead and get into this track, man, to kick it off for episode number 30. Let's go!
Yo, yo, I'm running from the troubles. Recognize the hustle, I murder with the pencil. I represent my struggle, an adolescent devil. Revolutionary rebel, several times I wanted just end it all, but I wasn't meant to. Some of y'all couldn't understand what I've been through, coming up from the life I went through. Dumped by my pops and left on the doorstep. Take a walk in my shoes, dude, you'll collapse by the third step. I turn to beats and hip-hop as my outlet, and I'll bet if I did it, I'd be out to rest. But while I parlay, there be dudes around the way who wanna take my sanity away over jealousy. And when I speak, I hear nothing but silence. I'm worried about beefing with the next nigga wildin'. And L don't eat if L don't work, so what's this world coming to? This shit is hell on earth. Now when it's sex, money, and drugs, sex, bullets, and slugs, G's, willies, and thugs, everybody runs when they gas slip in the club. Head triggers and such, I'm plain sick if you're done. Everybody runs when it's sex, money, and drugs, sex, bullets, and slugs, G's, willies, and thugs, everybody runs when the gas slip in the club. Head triggers and such, I'm plain sick of it done. Everybody runs. You can't see how I be, only to a degree. The evils in my dreams make it so I cannot sleep. Watch for my enemies, around my memory. They tripping off of one thing like Emory. I'm going on my mind, feeling out of control. The fear subsiding, now psychotic is all that I know. The paranoia sinking, I can't even think. The voice inside of me is crying till I reach the brink. The evils guiding me, telling me where to go, controlling me from the inside, just let me go. Seven deadly sins, society's ills, a lust and hunger for more, for I try and prevail. The evil's taking over, the voices do not cease. They telling me to do wrong, please let me free. And can't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I close my eyes and breathe my last breath. When there's sex, money, and drugs, sex, bullets, and slugs, G's, willies, and thugs, everybody runs when they gas slip in the club. Head triggers and such, I'm plain sick of it done. Everybody runs when there's sex, money, and drugs, sex, bullets, and slugs, G's, willies, and thugs, everybody runs when the gas slip in the club. Head triggers and such, I'm plain sick of it done. Everybody runs. Everybody runs, man. Doesn't matter who you are, you could be the biggest bitch or the hardest individual, but when the shit hits the fan, brother, everybody runs, man. Everybody now runs. When there's sex, money, and drugs, sex, bullets, and slugs, G's, willies, and thugs, everybody runs when they gas slip in the club. Head triggers and such, I'm plain sick of it done. Everybody runs when there's sex, money, and drugs, sex, bullets, and slugs, G's, willies, and thugs, everybody runs when they gas slip in the club. Head triggers and such, I'm plain sick of it done. Everybody runs.
All right, everybody, man, it's been a big week in hip-hop news, man. Lots of shit popping off out here in the streets. So I'm about to go ahead and hit up my man Fro to find out what's jumping off this week. Hey, what's good, man? What's popping this week, Doug?
Oh, man, that's some funny stuff I ran across. I kind of forgot about it. Fell off the radar a little bit. Next, they signed with G-Unit, the R&B group. There's three of them niggas.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah, they beefing already.
Now, who's they beefing with, though? That's the thing.
Oh, they said all y'all niggas stick to dancing and backflips and shit. So, if anybody with a voice who could do a backflip, I mean, I could run down the line of them.
Oh, man. That shit funny to me, man.
Yeah, he goes, you know, like I said about LL, you know, don't come out trying to slap niggas in the head. You know, just do LL. And next, RL need to stop this bull. He basically made a song kind of like How to Rob.
Oh, okay.
Said, you know, where he just go talking about all these R&B cats. So he need to stop that.
Hell yeah, I mean, man.
They need to slow it down at least. That's ridiculous. It's funny to see it happen. You know, I guess you get around 50, somebody got to beef.
Hell yeah, that's that 50 Cent effect, man. It don't matter who we work with, they just become 10% harder. You can fuck around with Junior.
Yeah, the hardness trickles down. 50, he might be going at Puffy on wax because he's trying to get Mace out of that deal he got with Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Diddy wants $2 million.
Damn.
Yeah. Said, I refuse. He's kind of funny. I refuse to pay that much for Mace, you know what I'm saying? So,
$2 million out the gate.
Yeah.
Damn, man, that shit, man. Puffy be taxing them dudes, man. Shit.
It's not a joke.
Yeah, that shit terrible. And he's stubborn like a motherfucker too, man, so
yeah,
that shit probably ain't gonna change. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a business man, you know. He said he probably looked at it, playing the numbers. He said, you know, sooner or later he's 50 gonna pay this $2 million, he gonna drop him, and if Mace wanna put out an album, it looked like $2 million is gonna get in that deal, so we'll see. Maybe 50 of Mace will threaten him with hitting him with a refrigerator. Let him up out of there.
Hell yeah. You know how Jada and them did that shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shit, more beef. Made me laugh, though, with the way that Jim Jones is. He said he had heard that new song. Not a new song. It's called What My Gangsta's At.
Okay.
And he said he kind of dug it. But, he said, but I slapped the holy living shit out of that nigga.
Now, who are you talking about? He's still going at True Life?
About Nas. He was just speaking of Nas, and he said, I'll slap the holy living shit out of him. But he likes New Strong. And when he talked about True, he said, you know, ain't no, you know, he said that True did not accept the boxing match proposal. So it's like, basically, go back to doing what we do when we see you. You know, it's back on or whatever. He's too
gully
for these dudes.
Jim is a nut. Yeah, that shit to me, that was hot though, man. Because I've been thinking that for a long time, man. For years, I've been saying, when these cats be beefing, man, and the shit get personal, why don't you go ahead and put some gloves on? Or I think they was going to try to do some Ultimate Fighter type shit, which is even, shit, that's even more gutter. But for real, man, go ahead and settle it that way, man. Instead of doing all the bullshit, you know, shooting at each other, all that shit. Just go ahead and, you know, get in the ring. Let things be things and shit. I mean, everybody gonna see, you know, put that shit on pay-per-view too. Shit will be hot.
Yeah, we'll see really who won the beef when y'all get done scrapping it out.
Hell yeah.
And most likely, 50 will win the beef. Diesel pumping nigga. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, that would be a good idea. Man, I was just watching Fade to Black again on the TV the other day. And then have it run into this thing where the Neptune, everybody, it's like the most leaked information. I mean, it's obvious he's going to do another album. He's been hinting at it. But, you know, he said that when it comes a time when the game needs an album to lift it back to where it needs to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's your duty, your obligation to do that shit. So he's hinting at it. And just along with all the producers on the album, I mean, you got the Neptunes. Now Dre's the newest leaker.
Okay.
Leaky Fawcett. You got you know, Timbo always gonna be on there. They just, everybody's saying a little bit shit. Kanye even said, you know,
he about to come back out.
Yeah. So he said, and according to the report with where Dre is concerned, it's looking like maybe it'll be Thanksgiving. But as far as I know, that's when Detox is coming out. So I don't know if they're gonna go like that.
Yeah.
That would be a great Thanksgiving. We happy for that.
I want to hear what that shit gonna sound like though, man. Cause I don't know, man, if it's just me or not, man. But Jay, I don't know if he's still bringing it how he was, man. Like on the Hustler remix, I really wasn't feeling his verse on there, man. The shit was kind of below average to me for Jay-Z.
But it was one of the different styles, you know. He always be switching up his styles, and that was more of like
he was kind of stuck between the South and what he was trying to do. But I wasn't feeling it really. But I mean, that's my man. I love Jay. I mean, Jay done put out some classics, but I don't know, man. If you ain't gonna be able to come back right, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to come back like Mike Jordan, man, when he was wearing the Wizards uniform, man. You don't want to be like that.
4-5.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm gonna get out of here, but I'm gonna have to come through, check you out in the studio.
Oh, for sure.
Come through, see what's good.
It's about time for another one of them round tables, man.
For sure. I got some shit on my chest. Now, I'm gonna let it all off. I'm gonna let it, man. Somebody gonna be mad at me, but I'm gonna let all this shit off. Man, y'all thought that I was in a bad mood. The last one, you gonna see. There's some things.
That's what's up, man. Sure, we got some special shit hooked up too, man. I ain't gonna let it all out right now, man. But we got something that could be real hot the next time we do the next round table, man. Could get more people involved into it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that shit should be live.
All right,
cuz I'll get back at you.
No doubt.
All right, man.
One.
All right, y'all. That's what's up, man. Another busy week in the hip-hop news, man. And it looked like 50 Cent kind of dominating the news this week, man, as far as him getting pissed off at Puffy over the Mace deal. And then the whole shit, you know, the whole situation with Next and RL and them making diss tracks, which I still don't understand, man. We got little niggas like Bow Wow out here beefing, man. Then we got cats like RL and Next want to be beefing with other R&B groups. It's just some bullshit to me, man. I really don't understand it, but we got to bring it to you regardless, man, because if it's happening, we want to keep our listeners informed on it. But man, enough of the news shit, man. We about to go ahead and jump into our second track today, and our next track is coming from Akil, aka Bay Brother, and the name of the song is called My Life. And this shit, man, is just that fire classic West Coast music, man. I've been bumping this cut all week long, man. And my dude is coming out of Oakland, California. And if you want to check him out, you can go to PlatinumBound.com. And the name of the album is called Serious. And dude's flow, man, his voice is going to remind, to me, when I first time I heard it, it reminded me of Tupac. And I'm not talking about as far as lyrical style necessarily, but his voice definitely got that same type of feel that Pac's had. And he kind of relates to his listeners that way, man, because if you get into his lyrics, man, and listen to what he's saying, you're going to feel what the fuck he's talking about, man. So I really think our listeners is going to like this track. But we're about to go ahead and slide into this one right now for our second track. Let's do it.
Most cats couldn't deal with my life. My only friend is a squeal, and the nickel plate is steel in my life.
My life.
I pray not to kill, but if I have to, I will for my life.
My life.
Some days it's just too hard to deal with my life.
My life.
My life's so real, most cats couldn't deal with my life.
My life.
My only friend is a squeal, and the nickel plate is steel in my life. I pray not to kill, but if I have to, I will for my life.
My life.
Some days it's just too hard to deal with my life. My mama said I wouldn't live to see 21. I could've had a damn, but nobody never gave me none. Walked along the street stealing cars when I was younger. I opened up the cupboards in the house, but didn't see nothing but hunger. The devil showed his face through stepdaddy's drug use. Since I was 8, I stayed out late to avoid the abuse. And I didn't like my schools, cause my teacher was a racist. Detentions and suspensions, only saw the black faces. I could taste this thing they call poverty. Rags on my back and tore up shoes started to bother me. But what could I do? I was too young to get a job, so I found a gun and robbed. Anyone slipping, cause the hustle never stops. The whole block is sinister, with situations similar. Street life will make your best friends stick blades in the eye. It used to be about loyalty, now it's him and me. Jealousy keeps us fighting in these streets, but that's my life.
My life's
so real, most cats couldn't deal with my life.
My life.
My only friend is a squeal, and the nickel plate is steel in my life.
My life.
I pray not to kill, but if I have to, I will for my life.
My life.
Some days it's just too hard to deal with my life.
For so long, I felt like nothing else could go wrong. My optimism made my future seem so bright, so I hold on. One more day, I'm on my way out the door. I'm chasing paper 24, that's my daily ritual. And when life gets tough in the hood, so tough, you gotta be tough in the hood. Cause if you ain't got cojones, somebody from the corner will put them pistols on you, making you a donor. Real fast, we'll blast anybody in the way. And those who don't know the code, we must obey. If you violate, play a hate, snitch, try to regulate. Another day, another teary-eyed wait. Unsolved cases and faces of friends and enemies. I've seen so much death in these streets, some been kin to me. I wish I could be free of all these violent memories, but in my life, peace is out of reach. But that's my life. My life's so real, most cats couldn't deal with my life. My only friend is a squeal and a nickel plated steel in my life. I pray not to kill, but if I have to, I will for my life. Some days it's just too hard to deal with my life.
I can't take no more. Locked outside the door. I wish that I could go far away from all this misery. I keep a poker face. My eyes don't show a trace of all the pain and the frustration that's been trapped inside.
Roam the streets with thug living in our minds. For decades, the other side had this all designed. They had us all in line with billy clubs and gavels. The threat of persecution still walks in our shadows. We simply want to be free and see equality. For that, they ship us to the penitentiary. So many black men swung from limbs back in the days, and no prosecutions ever saw a white face. So I take this bitterness. I think about my son. Think about what his future has to come. I think about 2 million more black women and men, as the black man suffers from elimination. Silent genocide, disease and drugs flow through our skin. They won't be satisfied till we die, we're all in the pen. Funeral trains parade through ghetto streets every day. That's what validates these words I say. That's my life.
My life's so real, most cats couldn't deal with my life.
My only friend is a squeal and a nickel plated steel in
my life.
I pray not to kill, but if I have to, I will for my life.
Some days it's just too hard to deal with my life. I can't take no more. Locked outside the door. I wish that I could go far away from all this misery. I keep a poker face. My eyes don't show a trace of all the pain and the frustration that's been trapped inside of me.
My life's so real, most cats couldn't deal with my life. My only friend is a squeal and a nickel plated steel in my life.
All right, man. At the top of the show, I know I mentioned that Shea Montana was going to be our featured producer for this week's episode. And this beat that you're hearing in the background right now is supplied to us by Shea. And the first thing that's going to jump out at you, man, is the percussion, man. My man's drums just be fucking just tearing it up, man. The shit is hot as hell. And the samples be real tight, too. And so for all y'all, man, who's hearing these beats and like, damn, how can I get a hold of that, man? I need to get some fire like that on my album. You can get a hold of Shea at asifury@yahoo.com. That's asifury@yahoo.com. That's his manager. So go ahead and hit them dudes up, man, and holler at them and see what they're talking about as far as prices and see how you can get some of that heat on your CD. But now, man, we about to go ahead and get into the interview with Little Scrappy. And I just want to go ahead and put this out there, man. I did, you know, quite a few interviews since we started this hood hype thing. And Little Scrappy is probably the coolest motherfucker that I done talked to yet. You know what I'm saying? We done had some entertaining characters. I mean, we had cats like Sean Price who got heated a little bit. And we done had other people that was real cool and laid back. But Scrappy, man, was just a cool-ass motherfucker, period. And I'm sure y'all gonna enjoy this interview, man. He had a lot of shit to talk about, a lot of things to say. And it kept it real entertaining, man. So we about to go ahead and slide into that one right now.
I'm rich, baby.
Okay, KK.
Jeans up.
Scrap.
I got money.
Be a me.
Be a me. Money in the bank.
See you, man.
Got money in the bank.
Yeah.
Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank. bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what
break
you drank.
I'ma get that dough and fuck with them hoes. Some ladies that know me know rap is a pro. Fill up at the bar. Go get a massage.
Nate Dogg, what's happening?
Hey, what's good, Scrappy? What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. So, man, so you ready to jump into it?
Ready.
Cool, man. You know, the move between G-Unit and BME was well publicized, man, that they're going to be coming together now to kind of cross-promote future projects, and it just so happens
that... No. Let me get that straight, which is I'm the only artist and the first and last time they're doing it.
Well, that's cool, man. Clear the air real quick on that one. shit, all right. Now, how'd that come about, man? Because there was a rumor out there. I'm going to give you a chance to address this one, too. Did you ever contemplate leaving BME to go straight to G-Unit, or is this just something that they cooked up just for you?
That was something they just cooked up, you know. I mean, because you can't leave home, you know?
Yeah.
And if you have to leave home, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't matter to me. I'm a rapper out of Atlanta. I'm definitely not no Atlanta rapper. You feel me? I'm a rapper that's born and raised in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. But you ain't try to be tied down just to that region, though.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm bigger than that, man. I'm bigger than just somebody saying my name's Scrappy, you feel me?
I feel that. So what's it been like working with 50, man? How's it been going with them?
Yeah, everything going good, man. Like, I'm out here just grinding, man, working on this album, trying to finish it.
Oh, that's cool. Now, where they got you working at? You out there in New York somewhat, or they got you on the West Coast, or what's up?
Yeah, they got me out here on the West Coast doing my thing real big.
Well, shoot, man, the album is called Bred to Die, Born to Live, which is, you know, to me was an interesting title. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about this album and what people can expect to hear?
Bred to Die, Born to Live, you know what I'm saying? An analogy you could put, you know what I'm saying? We're born to die, but while we living, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in the meantime, we're going to get that paper, handle our responsibility, and be, you know what I'm saying, and live a little life. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you. And so who you got on the album, man? What features you going to have on there?
I got Mace, Bo Hagen, of course, John and 50, Candy, Benny Siegel, Olivia, Young Buck, and my group G's Up.
Oh, okay. So you're spreading it around. That sound real tight. Yeah. So how about the production? I already know, everybody know Little John going to be involved, but did you get a chance to work with any new cats on this one?
Yeah, Drum Squad from Memphis, Jazzy Faye, Ty, and Shy Money from G-Unit Production and Teamwork, JR from L.A., Aqua from L.A., Isaac Hayes III, he did my first single, Money in the Bank.
Oh, okay.
He came young boy. Stop
me. Y'all niggas watch me rise to the top. My shit gon' sell, your shit gon' flop. Good turn, got me 50, got me. I got a big-ass family, how you gon' stop me? Y'all niggas watch me rise to the top. My shit gon' sell, your shit gon' flop.
I got money in the bank, yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank, yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank.
Let's grab it. Let's grab it. Let's grab it. Be a mean click. Be for you. I'm the judge.
So how this album gonna sound, man? It's like you mentioned that you didn't want to be just, you know, lumped in with just being a Georgia artist. I know it's gonna have that crunk sound, but as you kind of, you know, getting outside of that too a little bit and trying to get more.
Yeah, this album right here is more versatile than anything. You know what I'm saying? I got something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? The biggest dope dealer, the crunkest nigga in the club, and the pimpiest nigga, to a nigga that can't wait to hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Person that get hate thrown the most.
Well, that's cool, man. So was it a lot of fun? Or you ain't done with it? I know you're still working on it, but how's it been kind of having your own project? Because, you know, the last one was a collaboration with Trillville, but this one's, you know, your show.
It feels good, man. You know what I'm saying? For all the weight to be on you, and it's your album. Because last time, it was a lot of weight on me, and it wasn't my album. You know what I'm saying? It was both my albums. So now, it's all on me. If it don't go good, it'll be on me and the label. You feel me? It's me, you know what I'm saying? This whole album is me, and it feels real good.
Okay, man, now I want to touch on another thing, too, man. Since we mentioned Trillville, I know that a lot of shit had gotten stirred up. And to me, man, when I started reading about it, I didn't realize that there was problems between you and, you know, looked like it was mostly Don P. Now, how's that situation right now, man? Have y'all kind of squashed that shit, or And how, what's the relationship right now?
It's nothing. Like, I don't even think about this. You know what I'm saying? I'm just out here getting that paper, man. Taking care of my little girl and my people.
So you just laid that shit to rest then?
I mean, you know, ask him about it. Lay him to rest.
All right.
But anyway.
Yeah. Well, now, man, I want to go ahead and get into your past, man, because like you kind of burst onto the scene. You came up real quick, and I want to find out, you know, how long you've been rapping and what got you started.
You can say quick, you know what I'm saying, but I guess you can say quick because of the age difference from the other dude. The other dudes start when they like 20 and don't get on, or they like 30. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I started everything I done did in my life early, from selling a little dope, selling a little weed, you know, stealing cars, all that fucking shit. I did all that shit early, so I stopped early. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
When you get smart, I get smart real quick. You feel me? You ain't gotta teach me too many things. You know what I'm saying? I already know. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, when I was putting out my mixtapes and shit, you know what I'm saying, I was doing like 3 or 4 songs on it and see what everybody liked, and then whichever one they go with, that's the one I'd be doing at shows and stuff. And I did all that till I got Headbuster, and then Headbuster got out, and then BME seen me at a show one day that Trivial opened up for me, and everybody was looking at them, but everybody was like, alright, yeah, they were cool. Then as soon as I came out to close the show, it was a bar fight. Like, everybody was fighting. And that's when BME was like, nigga, you come through the office, nigga.
Yeah, they saw everybody getting bucked. They said, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I feel that, man. I'm making bread. Fuck all y'all born haters with the hatred blood to man. I long hang with bus, I run with G's and gas. And shouting, matter of fact, these real G's be dubs. We ain't talking behind your back and we ain't scared to bust. I'm by myself, but being alone makes you strong. I stepped up the board of charms, I'm shouting, I've been gone. We some headbutt, we some headbutt. So many ways you can spray, get hit with the K any day. I ain't gon' motherfucker say, hey, hey, that you might get touched, cause them gangsta. So how old was you when you dropped your first mixtape?
Shit, like 16, 17.
Okay, so you was young in the game then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Now, man, I gotta ask you too about the name Little Scrappy, man. I mean, I know
all over the hood, like, it was another dude by the same name, but he left, you know, I always had a bad temper, you know what I'm saying? I just fight for no reason. I remember one dude, we was on a basketball court talking about a shot or something like that, like talking about I missed a shot. And I just swung on, you know what I'm saying? I always had a bad temper, so older dude would call me Scrap or Scrappy, you know what I'm saying? And I kept that and named it a Little Scrappy.
All right, man, now I'm about to get into a little section right here, man. It's called Some Quick Shots. And I just want you to answer with the first thing that come to mind, man. Whatever the first response is, just let me have it.
That's what it is.
Okay, man. So the first one is, man, who would you rather listen to, T.I. or Young Jeezy?
Oh, man, like, why you got to
I had to
like
come
this,
with a hard
man.
One, man.
Hey, man, this is gonna ask me which one you ever listen to, T.I. or Young Jeezy. Damn, that's a hard one, cuz.
I know that stuff, man.
Young Jeezy. I'm on now. I'm on his album.
Okay.
I got
another tough one for you then, man. I got Big Boy and Andre 3000.
Oh, Andre 3000 all day.
And if you could collaborate with any artist out there, man, I'm talking, you know, R&B, hip hop, whatever, who would it be?
Oh, gotta be Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Hell yeah.
You about the second, third cat that said that, man. It must be something about Alicia, man.
Man, you know who Alicia is, cuz.
Oh, yeah, she talented, no doubt.
That's that bitch. Any nigga that got that bitch is that nigga.
Hell yeah. I feel that.
He that nigga, though. He that nigga. If he can hold, if her boy nigga can hold, okay, I'll whack you. He that nigga. He holding that down, but she holding him down. She's me. So I want to be a manager.
I feel that. Man, what's your favorite rap group of all time, man? You had to pick one.
Favorite rap group of all time, man. Outkast, baby.
Okay.
Outkast, baby.
Now, we didn't just talk about one, man, but tell me, you know, any celebrity female out there you want to holler at and want to get at, who would it be? It's a lot of faces.
Rihanna is kind of all right these days. Oh, I really want me one of them bitches, though.
One of them celebrity types?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So my last question, man. If I was gonna catch you at the club, what you gonna be drinking on, man?
I'm gonna be drinking on some Patron all night. Yeah. All
right, man. That's what's up. Man, I got one last thing for you, man. We got a lot of listeners and a lot of our readers of our website is unsigned artists trying to get on. And if you was going to drop any advice to unsigned people and get them any pointers, what would you say?
I would say keep God first. And if you can, do it yourself. For however long you can, do it yourself. Push, come, and shove, and you got to sign with somebody to make sure your paper right and your business right.
That's what's up, yeah. Cause I mean, the independent route is always the best way to go, but that shit ain't easy.
Yeah, it ain't easy. It's a harsh game. But it get even harsher when you get in the major scene. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like you know how like I had went to boot camp or whatever. It's like that was harsh, but the real world harsher than that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just a preparing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
just
preparing
because niggas treat you like shit. You know what I'm saying? White or black, Mexican or jalapeno. Everybody treat you like shit, especially if they your boss.
Any last words you want to get out there to the listeners, man? What's going to be next for Scrappy after the album drop?
Oh, man, just tell them Bread to Die, Born to Live, late August, early September. We got the Crown Mob album coming out after that. We got G's Up, my group, coming out. Pooh Baby, Kane, Lil Chris. You know, you got the Blood Brothers. And don't forget, we got Diamond and Princess from Crown Mob coming out right after that.
Okay, that's what's good. Thank you for your time, man.
All day, man.
All right, man, be easy.
Stay safe. Yeah.
You might get touched, cause them gangstas niggas, they don't talk too much. Come around, fuck with me, and then you might get rushed. Nah, I ain't with the yap, and I make the gat go bust. Keep fucking with us, we on the dangerous. Show you the meaning of ash to ash and dust to dust. And we lay back in the lab. I don't know if them haters gon' handle that. Keep my motherfucking hand on my fucking head. Hey, all motherfuckers better get bad. Yeah, all the young ladies talk to get it, man. I don't know if y'all lame. Don't understand. You can see the fat stacks off in my pants. Try to treat me like a lame, you ain't got a chance. Why? Cause
I'm a gangster, gangster.
Hey, 245. Hey, I charge on them juicy, baby. Go, you wanna ride with a
gangster, gangster.
Hey, yeah, that's me. Tin it out, right now they coming down your street. I'm a
gangster, gangster.
Keep tripping, squeeze up. Got 50 killer with the spread down. Jesus, I'm a
All right, everybody, that's what's hood, man. Want to go ahead and thank Scrappy for taking that time out to talk to us. And for all the fans that's out there, man, go to www.littlescrappy.com and make sure y'all check for the album, man, which is going to be BME/G-Unit, which is going to be coming out real soon. And the name of the album is called Bread to Die, Born to Live. So make sure you go over there and check that one out. And for anybody who might have, you know, gotten into the interview and didn't have a chance to finish it up, go ahead over to digitallsd.com. You can go ahead and read a text copy of that interview. And so that's what's up, man. But before we get into this third cut, man, I want to throw a couple of big shout-outs out there. First and foremost, man, I want to holler at my man Jeff Matlock of Octane Photographic. And these dudes do high-quality photo services, man. They did a top-notch job for us, man. They took the photos for our press and media kits, man, and shit just came out real nice, man. I'm talking the lighting was professional. Everything was crystal fucking clear. So make sure you go ahead and holler at Jeff Matlock. If you anywhere in the Midwest, man, you know, fucking Chicago, Indiana, Ohio, of course, Michigan. If you in that vicinity, man, and can make it to the greater Detroit area to get some photos done, holler at my man. You can give him a call at 248-399-2355. Or go ahead and go to their website and visit them at octanephotographic.com. And we're going to have a link up on the Hood Hype page too, man. So if you, you know, forgot the website address, make sure you come to hoodhype.com and check them dudes out. And I also want to give a big shout out to my man Eric Morrow, who was one of the previous winners on our show. Dude has been out here on the internet, man, spreading the fucking word, man. That's what's up. Dude's been going to other people's websites, message boards, and has been shouting out Hood Hype and giving us all kinds of love, man. So I want to give some back to Eric. And because of him, man, we got, you know, more hot music coming your way. We had a couple of cats, you know, submit some tracks, and they was like, oh, we heard about you from Eric Morrow, and the dudes are submitting some fucking fire. So thank you, dog. We appreciate that. And our listeners is going to appreciate it, too, because that's just better music that we're going to be able to bring to you. But now, man, we about to go ahead and get into our third track. And this is my man, Actual. And I know y'all know the name. My man is coming out of Flint. And the dude just be dropping just fucking fire, man. The production on this one is sick. It's done by my man, Benji, out of Flint, who's a fucking monster, and putting it down. It seems like a lot of the artists out of Flint right now is messing with Benji for their beats, because dude is doing everybody right. And the name of this track is called Position. And if you want to hit him up, you can go to Actual82, and he spells that A-X-U-A-L, 82 at hotmail.com. The name of the album, once again, is Homeless to Homeowner, and the label is Small But Mighty / Grandson Productions. So make sure you go to that, you know, email address, hit up Actual, and give my man some votes, man, because dude has been pumping out some flame. You know what I'm saying? Every track he done had on here has been pretty hard so far. So show the dude some love, man. But we about to go ahead and slide into that cut right now.
Yeah. We just gonna get into it. Yeah, I'm trying to transfer words into expensive furs. Out of these nouns and verbs, for the world full of bumps and purrs. Hanging on these hood curves, fortune I deserve for placing facts on your nerves. Word, being the one copping instead of saying, yeah, man, I heard. And that chick driving that whip, I'm in denial, won't admit that it's hers. So used to saying it's his, times change, everything reverse. The game repeating like ad-libs on a verse. I'm eyeing them all, know my thoughts came first, but my city still crawl. Feel like we always trapped in Niagara, until I seize on the mill, wake them up like Viagra. But me no old man, and yeah, I'm human, I was born with two arms. So I can't clutch money up inside these palms, that's it. Get off my hiney, stop looking behind me, I'm too grimy. So in your position, you gon' find me. That pot you pissin', them jewels that glisten. I need that position, listen. Maybachs and Benzes, Chris with extensions. I need that position, listen. Corporate decisions, wealth conditions. I need that position, listen. I need that position. Yeah, I need that position. Yeah, all y'all jewelry glisten. Why they got me boxed in like Linston? I'ma knock the doors off the hinges. Leg up like a dog pissing. Cut the ears off a nigga, maybe then y'all will listen. I'm oxygen, y'all need X up in the air like a bad heart condition. Lead it whack, I ain't gon' bother them. It ain't no stopping him. My jewels need to swim. Top absent on being slapping on rims, spinning it like staggering. Navigation gas to have it in. So can I lay back in that Maybach custom? Color of a Laffy Taff, and pardon my guilt. I need my necklace in different colors like designer quilts. And my standards set high like I walk by on invisible stilts. Game over, race the flag in this bitch. Y'all all ass like fags while I place fire in bags. Desire for jags, your position I'ma have, nigga. That pot you pissing, them jewels that glisten. I need that position, listen. Maybachs and Benzes, Chris with extensions. I need that position, listen. Corporate decisions, wealth conditions. I need that position, listen. I need that position. Yeah, yeah, I need that position. Yeah, yeah, the time is now for act to show the whole world how to put it down and where to move around. This ain't for when to sell. Man, change the station, not now, but right now, right now. Yeah, yeah, the time is now for act to show the whole world. Man, change the station, not now, but right now. Yeah, I got it locked like the rock to a female. I supposed to shine, I was born inside a glass house. Newcomers, pull your new pants out. What your thoughts about, I'm doing corporate cheers. Mom said, I got a million in my mouth. Had a dream, Bill Gates is moving out his home. Made room for my vote. Seeing faces pout when that new axe coming out. I done planted seeds, so indeed I'm about to blouse. Listen, exit, I came up from the bottom like Michigan to Texas. Or liquor throwing up breakfast. Actual facts is coming in next, kid, for all y'all position. That pot you pissing, them jewels that glisten. I need that position, listen. Maybachs and Benzes, Chris with extensions. I need that position, listen. Corporate decisions, wealth conditions. I need that position, listen. I need that position. Yeah, yeah, I need that position.
All right, man, let's go ahead and keep things moving, man. We're about to go ahead and check out some of the feedback from last week's episode.
Yo, what up? It's me, Divine MC, repping Brooklyn, New York, with chilling in Florida. Yo, first off, big up to Major, J-Mac, and the rest of the panel judges for choosing my joint. I'm a soldier, you know what I mean? Only the skill recognize the skills. Big up to my producers, Bones, Kaladi, my man Mads, Cash Kiss, and the whole Union fam, you know what I mean? To all the listeners and voters, I got more flames coming, so don't put out them fire extinguishers yet, you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm going to drop a little freestyle for stuff. I don't know exactly where the beat, but I'm going to try to do this as quick as I can, all right? check it. Yo, my vocals wicked, known through local districts as a social misfit, with hopes to switch his life from broke to riches, cause poverty's no joke in business, stress can have me toting biscuits, cope with vicious thoughts to rob folks on Christmas, tempted to smoke a spliff mixed with coke to dismiss reality, but what's the use when drastically you look to sickness, sanity slipping like soap on dishes, feeling like God wrote a shit list, and I'm the one he chose to pick with, conveying thoughts in my nose to put this, while others promote fictitious trends, I display emotion with wit, my broken rhymes is where the dope scripts live. Took some time to recognize my token gift is composing big hits. Hip hop's my unspoken mistress. I must forever preserve a fossilized bones and frozen liquid. To a look and get hitched, we both insisted. To my yearly gross is lifted, surpassing Oprah's digits. Yeah, Divine MC, ATG, yo, I'm out. One.
Okay, man, that's what's good. And we also had a couple of posts on the message boards, man. We had a dude with a name called A-Fan, and he posted a message that said, this shit should be hotter if y'all didn't sound like y'all was about to fall asleep on a mic. And dude left it at that. And shit, man, to dude, man, I don't really even know what to say. First of all, dude couldn't even really come up with his own username off the message board. He gonna post as a guest. And then, to me, that's just some old hating shit to say. And then the other thing too, man, is that we from the Midwest, baby. This is how we fucking talk, man. We fucking lay it back here, man. I'm not gonna be screaming like K-Slay or DJ Clue or none of that shit, man, cause I gotta talk too much to be fucking screaming for 4 minutes, man. I think that shit would get kinda tired. So, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We from the Midwest, man. I got a deep voice. I can't help that shit. That's how the fuck I sound, motherfucker. So get used to it. And if you really a fan, then keep listening. If you ain't, shut the fuck up and go elsewhere, cousin, cause that's how we doing that shit, man. And then we also got a message from my man Shawty Jizzle and his clique, man. They basically said, you know, thanks for the love, and they, you know, appreciate that shit. And they said they just gonna keep coming with more fire shit, and they gonna keep bringing it. So be looking for more tracks for Shawty Jizzle and his people, coming straight out of Jackson, Mississippi. And then, man, getting back to the freestyle, man, I wanna thank my man Divine MC for spitting that. The ill, I think that was a 16 bar verse, man. Dude was coming hard with his flow, and he was in the last episode, man. So go ahead to the message boards and give him some votes, because dude was coming with it. And the dude did some different shit too, man. He the first cat that really called a voicemail and tried to rap over a beat, you know what I'm saying? And that shit came through a little bit, you could hear it. So we appreciate that though, man. We, you know, respect that. Dude got mad talent, man. And so hopefully, you know, we'll get some more of his tracks and he can be featured on here again down the road. But now, man, after all that shit is said and done, dealing with the little haters and whatnot, man, we about to go ahead and move on and get into this final track of the day. And coming up next, man, to close it out, is my man Quest out of New York, New York. And this track is called Walk Out. And he had the track last time, man, called All My Soul, which was just a fucking classic to me. And he went on and won the votes for that week. And this track right here, Walk Out, I don't know, man, he might be able to take the crown again. But the shit's gonna be hard, man. This competition and this show right here is just sick. I mean, you got Actual, Akil, and then my man LB. Shit, I mean, ain't no telling who gonna really win the votes for this one. But, you know, Quest gonna definitely try to take the crown. The production is sick once again. It's off the album called Open Book. And if you wanna check him out on the website, go to myspace.com/QuestFire. And that's QUESFIRE. So check it out, man. We about to slide into this one to close it out for episode number 30. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. I still love her. But why she flip the segment? 16 years old, no job, and got pregnant. Knew it was destined. In the ghetto, you learn your lesson. Moms kicked you out where you was resting. I stay protesting. Let you rock at the crib on top of this shit. Listen while you cried every night. How can I live? It hurts. The same as Brenda. You let a crab ass bend ya. Must have been bent. Couldn't remember. And back in December, I used to take you to church. Your mom's work. Now she's stressed out, going berserk. I was your first. The first to love ya. The first to hug ya. Never sexed ya when niggas thug ya. The first to rub ya. I discovered that brothers never use rubbers. And ladies never say nothing until it's blown over the water. I'm running this order like the world. Sonogram says girl. A reflection of a diamond is a pearl. I still love her. Girl, I wonder what your belief is. Jah, Allah, or Jesus. Spend nights drinking secrets, listen to all your secrets. Brought you a stroller with rims, or go walking with Tim's. You're in a daddy for life, that's the offer I'm in. It's sort of a sin, guzzling gin, troubles again. Used to raise you, now you raise her, mumbles the wind. What happened to him? Baby pops, he is statin'. Claiming it ain't his, he's getting high, straight laughing. Fuck him, cause if he gets loose, I have to bust him. He's still a boy, I just get my brothers to rush him. But anyway, you 6 months now, I'm full of power. I dream about your baby shower every other hour. It happens to the best of us, never doubt your reasons. Cause you a strong lady, and in my world, we all need them. And God sees them, it's all love and support. But is it me you're looking for? I still love her.
Man, I told y'all, dog, this shit was just, damn, this shit was classic today, man. I can't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got nothing else to say. Flat out, man, if you listening to this episode, man, and you ain't voted on none of the artists yet, you better get your ass to hoodhype.com this week, flat out. Because, I mean, we be playing hot shit every week, week in and week out. But this shit right here, man, has got to be one of the strongest shows we didn't ever did from top to bottom, man. So make sure you come on out there, get your votes in for Quest, Actual, Akil, and LB. For all of those cats, man. So come on out there, man. Whether you was feeling the track and shit, I can't. This week, I can't see how you not feeling none of this music. But regardless, man, come on out there and get them ratings in and show them dudes your support. And shoot, right now, I too want to go ahead and plug my man Shea Montana one more time. I'm spinning another one of his tracks, man, as I'm closing out. So make sure y'all go to asidefury@yahoo.com and holler at Shea and see how y'all can get up on these classic beats that he be banging out. And come on out there, man, to podcast.yahoo.com. Go to iTunes, search for Hood Hype. Get on there and give us some votes. Let us know how we doing with the show. Call us up on the Hype Line, man. Hit us up with your freestyles. Hit us up with your feedback, your comments, or whatever. 313-406-7577. Come on the message boards, man. The shit been picking up. And we got some haters out there, too. But we got a lot of people out there showing love, too, man. So regardless of what fucking side of the fence you on, man, come on out to the message boards and let us know what's good. Check out hiphopdirectory.com, man, for anything you looking for that's related to hip-hop. Hiphopdirectory.com will steer you in the right direction. Check out smoothbeats.com, playing some of the best hip-hop music on the entire internet. You can catch us on there at Thursdays at 7 or Fridays at 9 in the morning. If you want to get at me directly, major@hoodhype.com. If you want to email the site, it's info@hoodhype.com. And this is number 30, man. It feels good to, you know, hit the 30th episode, know that we still going strong and we still going to continue to bring y'all the best unsigned, best independent music out there, man. And we just going to keep on going with it. And shit, we closing in on a damn near the year anniversary, man. So that shit's going to be nuts. And we talked about it with Fro a little bit in the Hood Hype News. Make sure y'all check out for the next roundtable episode. We got some special shit planned, man, and I'm going to get into it a little bit more next week, man. I'm going to give y'all some details, and the shit going to be hot, man. It's going to allow other people to be a part of it. That's all I'm going to say for now, but I'm going to go in greater detail next week. But I'll holler at y'all, man. Appreciate all the love for the fans, man. Coming out to the message boards once again. This your boy Major signing off for episode number 31.
This show has been a Mac Major production.